Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. First words of the new month. It's July the 1st, 2018, 5:57 a.m. Yes, 5:57. I'm up. I'm not really awake, so this could be an interesting walk. I forgot my pills last night. I woke up at 4:15. So I've been up for almost 2 hours. I've got a word sprint in already. 27 minutes actually. Not very many words, but you know, almost 500. Which is 500 more than almost 400. Going to be a long talk. Almost 500 more than I had when I started. And the problem is I'm going to have to go home and take a nap, I think. I can't really focus. I didn't get to sleep until 10:30, maybe 11. So I've got five and a half hours of sleep, which is just under the threshold of what I need. And I got up and I took my pills as soon as I realized I didn't have them yet. And the medications are putting me out, so it's going to be pretty much impossible until I get a nap. Today's a big day. Today is actually the 6th anniversary of losing my day job and becoming a full-time author. 6 years. It's been a good 6 years. I hope I have 6 more. And 6 more beyond that. And 6 more beyond that, at least. That would take me to being, what, 83? Jesus. That would be good. That would be... That would be good. Now, today's also the first day of my official tenure as Chief Financial Officer of Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America. My first official day on the job. I'm trying to get back on the beat here. It's a cold morning. It's a really chilly morning. It's 54. And I'm wearing a sweatshirt. I'm beginning to warm up a little bit. But my nose is running off my face. And I don't have any tissues. We've had some really bad air quality over the last few days. There's a little bit of pollen, but the smoke from the big fires down south. I can smell it in the air. Taste it almost. Jeez, I'm drifting all over the sidewalk. Come on. Hold on there, buddy. You could do it. Yesterday's word count goal was 5,000 words. I made 6,000. 6,000 had changed. Today's goal is 5,000 words. The storylines seem to be coming together. I seem to be finding the plot points that I had set aside for the final act, act three, act four, depending on how you're counting it. And so the story is beginning to resolve into the final stages. I need one more big push in terms of getting things underway. And by underway, I mean all of the ends starting to get tied off one after another until I'm left with the denouement, the resolution of the final few threads. And the end of the series and then moving on to the last volume of Seeker Sales, getting that done so I can move on to the series. And when I set up my to-do list for the month of July, I added a bullet for formatting the ebook and producing the ebook for a paperback, and I picked To Fire Called. If I can get that one brought up to date and then start on doing the conversion for what should be the final drafts for the Smuggler's Tales. I could be caught up with paperbacks relatively soon, that is, before fall. That would be good. Oh, I can't believe how really incapacitated I am at the moment. I'm having a hard time maintaining my focus. Physical, actually keeping my eyes in focus. I'm going to have to go home and find some place quiet to put my feet up and take a little nap for at least 20 minutes. So if this gets posted late, that's why. I've got to go home and catch my brain up. Get ready, sit with me. Muck post. So yeah, over 6,000 words yesterday. I think I'm over 74,000 words in the book right now. And my target length is 80 to 120,000 words. Anything in that range is a good length. I'm happy with that length. So if I come up with the ending for this book anytime in the next 10,000 words, which ideally will be today or tomorrow, then I'll have finished the first draft. Assuming I can keep the sprints going, assuming I can keep my focus on my discipline on doing the sprints through the day. Now I've got a really big incentive because according to my 40-sentence outline, according to my sense of where the story is, according to all of my storytelling instincts, I'm not that far from the end. I'm at the point where a lot of the heavy conflict is done. And what I need to do is jump in and do and start tying off ends, start identifying places where I can bring threads to a satisfactory conclusion so I can drop them out of the story one at a time until I get to the big one at the end. We end it off and we move on. So I've already done one sprint, I think I mentioned that. It wasn't a great sprint, but it was a sprint. Five o'clock in the morning. I'm doing a word sprint on a Sunday morning. Yeah, 6 years. I was trying to think what I wanted to talk about. You know, being a self-published writer, full-time writer for 6 years. The first year was not great, but it's okay. Second year was a lot better. Third year was where I started being really self-supporting. And then I started having trouble. I still managed to put together some decent income numbers, including last year, which was not a great year. I only did the one book. This year I've already got one. I've got two in the pipeline. And while it's a lot later than I wanted, if I can keep the meditation, the walking, the sprinting, the outlining, if I can keep these all together, if I keep these structures solid for even a few weeks, that's going to give me the third book, I think, which will free up the opportunity for me to do something fun. Perhaps Cape Grace. I really like to get Cape Grace off my plate. Perhaps another Tanith Fairport book. I'd like to get the Tanith Fairport. I'd like to get the Audible done with that. I need to poke Dan Sawyer and get that content back. So all that would be good if I could manage to do. If I can manage to get these foundations set and hold them in place for really just a few weeks, that's going to make an enormous difference to a whole lot of my life. It's going to make me feel a lot better. I'm back where I notice that the spreadsheet is really helping me focus on the fun. It's making me focus on the moment. It's making me focus on the idea that it's not so much the ending as it is the writing, and how much fun the writing is. At the moment, I have to admit that the draft is kind of bare bones. The draft is not exactly up to par, but I think that's actually the point. I think that's why I need to have the first draft, so I could go through the second draft and do the things that I know that will make the story come alive. We'll make the story begin to have some depth, some meaning, some resonance. And I think it's Nora Roberts who said, you can't edit a blank page. So the goal is really to get a page or 200 to 300 pages that I can edit and work into a really great story. Morning. First person I've seen on here this morning. Because it's early, it's Sunday, and it's... Jesus, what time is it? Come on, open up. 6:15 on a Sunday morning. Yes, it's early. Holy crap. But I'm also at the back, also at the back gate. Almost ready to go start the upload and then go in and maybe find a place to put my feet up. Sprinkles are going. It was pretty much soaking last night, so the lawn is looking pretty good. But right now I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.